Another win for Democrats. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly has been declared the winner over Republican challenger Blake Masters. Kelly giving a victory speech in Phoenix today and paying tribute to his predecessor in the seat he now holds, Senator John McCain.
And at a time when our state and our country remain divided, his legacy of building bridges and focusing on Arizona, is an example of what we all should do and what we should look to.
The Arizona gubernatorial race remains too close to call between Republican Kerry Lake and Democrat Katie Hobbs. Two Senate races are still to be decided, one in Nevada, where incumbent Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto is in a tight race with Republican challenger Adam Laxalt, and in Georgia, where incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker will compete in a runoff December 6th.
Look, Republicans pretty much have all hands on deck to try to get Herschel Walker to victory over incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock in what is expected to be yet another close Senate runoff race here in Georgia. National Republicans are tapping Georgia Governor Brian Kemp to help with those efforts. He is loaning out his Get Out the Vote machine, meaning addresses, voter data, targeting programs, phone banks, all of which Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's super PAC will reportedly spend $2 million to fund.
Fox's Charles Watson reporting from Atlanta. Rockefeller Plaza in New York City has received the iconic Christmas tree for the season. The 82-foot, 14-ton Norway spruce was hoisted in place by a crane today. Work will now begin adorning the tree with thousands of lights topped with a star and crusted with millions of crystals. The official lighting is set for November 30th. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Actor Alec Baldwin has filed a lawsuit over last year's deadly shooting at a New Mexico movie set.
Baldwin filing a cross complaint in Superior Court in Los Angeles. The actor suing people involved in the handling and supplying of the loaded gun he was using when it fired, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Baldwin names the set armorer, props master, munitions supplier, and an assistant director, blaming them for putting the loaded gun in his hand. Baldwin says neither he nor Hutchins knew the weapon contained a live round. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Washington, D.C.'s Metro Rail will begin service to Dulles International Airport next week, the first mass transit to the airport. Construction began on the Silver Line in 2014. NASA has some good news about its planned launch for its new moon rocket.
Winds from Hurricane Nicole caused little damage to NASA's new moon rocket, necessitating only minor repairs. And administrators say everything is now on schedule for a Wednesday launch from the Kennedy Space Center. The rocket was moved out to the launch pad last week prior to Nicole's approach. NASA wants to test all the systems before putting astronauts on board in 2024 for a trip around the moon. That is part of the Artemis missions, which will eventually lead to a return of astronauts to the moon itself. Two previous launch attempts of the rocket over the summer had to be scrubbed due to fuel leaks. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Two Montgomery, Alabama high schools will no longer bear the names of Confederate leaders. The city's school board voting this week to change the name of Jefferson Davis High School to Dr. Percy Julian High School. Julian was a chemist and a teacher who was born in Montgomery. Robert E. Lee High School will become JAG High School, reflecting the last initials of Judge Frank Johnson, Reverend Ralph Abernathy, and Reverend Robert Grates, three figures of the Civil Rights Movement. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.